Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure and an honor, like a dream come true for me, and I know it is for you too. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You'll know what I'm talking about in just a few minutes, and if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to get a lot smarter because Kristen Arnold is in the building, so to speak. Kristen is our good friend. She is our team building expert. She is the author of Team Basics, Practical Strategies for Team Success, and she's our good friend. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here, as always.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it, right. Kristen, the you focus on teams all the time. What is your new thought for team building these days?
Well, you know, Jim, I've been playing around with this blog idea.
And, oh, yeah? You got a blog?
I do have a blog.
Are you enjoying blogging?
You know, and for you business owners, it's really a neat place for you to capture what's going on in your company, lessons learned, things that you want to send to your customers. It's really been kind of interesting to hear responses back from my clients. But what I'm doing is I'm using it as a place to post musings about teamwork. So, for example, I was watching House last night. Did you watch House at all?
I did.
It's a really good show, and he was House is just this controversial, in-your-face, doesn't-like-people kind of doctor.
Anybody, if there was a real person out there like him, somebody would have already killed him.
Probably.
You know,
but
I mean, the guy is
good TV.
He is beyond intolerable.
Yeah, but he's incredibly gifted and talented, and so people put up with his crap.
Yeah.
And he had three people around him, his team, to help him and challenge him.
See, I missed the team.
Pardon me?
I missed the team.
They all left last season at the end.
What was the girl's name?
The
lady?
Wood.
I miss her. Anyway, go ahead.
She resigned.
Yeah, I know.
Another guy quit for a better job.
Yeah, my wife explained all that to me. Yeah,
got fired. Anyway.
Yeah.
House. Figures out by the end of 60-minute show that he needs a team around him. So I wrote a blog about it.
But he started out saying he didn't need a team.
He started out saying he didn't. He didn't need people. He doesn't like people.
I'm so smart, right.
I'm so smart, I don't need anybody. But by the end of the show, he realized he needs a team around him to challenge him. Anyway.
Well, and also to abuse.
Well, yeah. But that's part of what makes him...
That's House.
...so unique.
Yeah.
So I'm capturing little observations about this in my blog. And so it's a great place for business owners to kind of capture what's going on in their business, what they think their customers might be interested in, new developments, things that occur to them. So something that occurred to me last week that I posted in a blog last week that I thought the listeners might be interested in is, and it never really quite occurred to me until it happened to me 3 times in 1 week, is just how humbling teamwork is. In that
humbling.
Humbling. And by humbling, Jim, I mean that, you know, when people are working with you, you're brainstorming, you're coming up with some ideas, and somebody says, oh, yeah, we should do that. And maybe it's to, you know, put a new promotional piece together, or maybe it's to draft a new page on your web page. Or, you know, usually it's about creating something. And so someone takes that idea and goes off and puts pen to paper or crafts it or makes it and brings it back to the team and hopes that they get it pretty close to what the team wanted, but usually the team will make some kind of upgrades,
right,
and some kind of improvements, because that's the power,
or at least a variation, because it might not seem like an improvement to the person who created the idea.
Well, and that's where it gets humbling, is that when you bring your beloved baby, nobody likes to be told that their baby.
Why isn't
ugly?
Everybody saying what a beautiful baby this is?
Right, and the process of teamwork is that you're going to watch people, you know, bleed all over your paper, or they're going to tweak this, or they're going to do that, and that's just part of the process. And part of it is just about, you know, recognizing that if you're the one who brought the baby to the table, that that's okay, and to let it go.
Right.
But also, if you're the boss and you're bleeding all over it, to be sensitive.
Right. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Christian Arnold. We're going to talk more about team building and the humbling part of team building. I've got some thoughts. I know you're not surprised about that. I'll have some thoughts on this when we come back. And Christian will have a lot more good stuff for us after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Little Jackie Wilson for you there.
So keep it up.
From the Wayback Machine.
My desire.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having an outstanding visit with our good friend, Christian Arnold, the author of Team Basics, and other books too, right? Right, Christian?
Absolutely.
Tell us what they are.
It is Email Basics and, Team Energizers.
That's the one I was trying. Couldn't remember. Team Energizers.
Yeah.
Tell us your website, please.
My website is www.extraordinaryteam.com. And if you're interested in my new blog, it's called makingteamworkhappen.com.
Makingteamworkhappen.com. All right. Now, you were talking about the blog, and you were talking about the humbling effect that team building can have. You've been writing about that. And, you know, what I have found, and it hasn't been easy for me, and this is all part of the delegation. This is all part of the, you know, you've heard of people being on a journey of faith in their religion. I know what that's like, but I've decided that I'm on a journey of delegation.
A journey of delegation? What does that mean?
Well, that means that when I started out, I wasn't a very good delegator, and it was hard for me to turn loose. It was hard for me to let go.
Yeah.
And so I'm on this journey where I'm learning how to do that. And so instead of bringing a baby, as you said, bringing my little baby to the table, you know, I'm trying more to bring something to the table that says, where I say to myself, okay, we want this to be a child, you know, whatever it is that we want to build here at this team, this is what we want. And I'm not going to over-define what I want, and as long as the team winds up with a good result. In other words, try not to get myself too invested in my idea, because the team might have another idea. What do you think?
Well, I think that's good, but if you do have an opinion, then you need to weigh in on it, because people are looking to you, well, you as in the leader.
Me? Weigh in with an opinion? You know that would never happen.
Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, if you know that the baby, or, you know, I call it the rock phenomenon, when people bring you a rock, and you go, oh, no, wrong rock, go back and get me another one. If you have an idea that you want a black rock versus a white rock, say, you know, I think a black rock would work here. But, you know, if there's some compelling reason why it's something different, just, you know, let me know. But what happens is that people try to read between the lines, and then they make some assumptions about what it is that you want, and they usually try to please you. I mean, most people want to please the boss. And so if you really do have an opinion about what it is that you want, say so, but also say what's negotiable and what's not negotiable.
And but don't you, before you go into this team building experience, this team building environment, especially if you're the boss, you need to think through this, don't you? I mean, you need to be prepared to at least let the other juices flow a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Because if you don't, you're you know, in my case, you know, I'm bigger and louder and meaner and more opinionated than my other team members. I have to be careful about that.
Well, you have to do some self-control, which, of course, as we were talking about earlier, Dr. House has no self-control.
Right,
no
exactly.
Self-management. So he just shuts down anybody who doesn't have a strong enough spine to put up with him.
Right.
And, in fact, he needs to hire people, and we'll see the hiring process next week. Mm-hmm. He'll be hiring people who actually can stand up to him.
Right.
He doesn't need spineless yes-men around him or yes-people. And so, you know, you have to take a look at your own style and the culture in your environment. Now, if you're used to not having that free flow of ideas, and suddenly you go, hey, everybody, let's brainstorm this, and you just want to sit back and participate versus driving the process, yep, people are going to wonder what's going on.
And, folks, that's the second person who's told you this in the last week. The first one was Dr. Stephen Covey last week. Christian, he was on the show, I guess, for the fifth or sixth time. And I actually spent some time with him last week in Denver at a conference. But he was on my show. And he said basically this, very similar to some of the things that you're saying right now, is that, so folks, if two really smart people are telling you to do it, you know you probably should be doing it.
Then it and must be true.
Exactly. Well, the point he was making was, he said you should be building a complementary team. Teams that complement each other, but what he meant was, part of what he meant was, is, you know, do you have people working with you who feel that they can push back on you,
right?
As you were saying.
And do you create the environment that they are willing to do that? You know, if nobody's challenging you, you probably have created an environment where people really do, out of the goodness of their heart, they want to please you. But they're also probably not bringing you the bad news. And
right.
They're probably not stretching you, and you're probably not stretching them.
Exactly. And so what we have to do, and I'm pointing the finger at myself here, folks, we have to find our energy and our excitement, and our creative juices have to be nourished by other people's ideas and their strong ideas, not on them agreeing with us on how smart we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Kristen?
Correct. And that's why teamwork is humbling.
Yeah.
Because it's not about you. It's about getting the best result. And, you know, if you had the answer and you know exactly what you want, don't give it out to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, here's what we're going to do. Help me figure out how to execute.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, trying to include people when you really don't want their inclusion or their ideas is just bad business.
Stand by, 10 till. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Kristen Arnold. I told you we'd get smarter when Kristen joined us. Stay with us, 10 till. We'll be right back.
The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight.
You reel it in the years, throwing away the time.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the brain trust and the podcast of our shows. Each individual interview is available for podcasting. Check that out. Use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where we've anticipated your questions and we have answers waiting on you. No barrier to entry at either one of our sites. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can go on in and hang out with us. Kristen Arnold is all over our websites. And we're very happy to say that. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. And give us that website again, Kristen.
It's www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Extraordinaryteam.com. And her books are there, Team Basics, and all the others are there.
And
the blog.
Lots of articles as well. But
right.
Most of them are going on askjim.biz.
We thank you for that. Now, by the way, give us the blog email address.
www.maketeamworkhappen.com.
All right. Now, we're talking about the humbling nature of team building. You know, for some people, Christian, being humbled is tantamount to pain. And so they don't like that, right? I mean, some people have a hard time with being humbled. They feel that hurts a little too much.
Wasn't there a song about that?
I don't know
oh,
which one.
Oh, Lord, it's hard
oh, yeah.
to be humble.
When you're perfect. Yeah, Mac Davis, exactly.
There you go. Yeah, I think
it's hard to be humble when you're perfect. I sing that song all the time, but nobody buys it around here.
Well, you know, and it's hard to think that you know the answer, but if you know, most issues these days are more complex and they're more global in their impact than just your little world, and it's helpful if you get other people's ideas and opinions to help you craft an even better idea.
Is it a good idea if your team is working on a project and you know you're a heavy influencer on your team, and there might not be anything anybody can do about it except this: tell your team to go meet by themselves without you, and you guys, you know, come up with what you think, and then let's compare notes or something like that. Then I'll come in after you guys, and sort of this way the whole team is pushing back at you instead of one person. What do you think about that idea?
That can be an effective strategy, but beware of using that a lot and then you always saying no to their recommendation.
Then you're shooting everybody down at once, not just one at a time.
Right. I mean, if the team has put together a well-crafted recommendation and you agree with 90% of it, then go for it. You might want to, in a loving and caring way, you know, talk about those that one issue that you may not agree with. But if they're rock solid that they believe that's the right way to go, I mean, what's the danger if they do implement? I mean, if your company's going to come to a financial stop, then, you know, probably that's not a good place to start getting their ideas.
Right.
But, you know, start with something that's a low risk, build up their trust in the fact that you do want to hear from them,
mm-hmm.
You know, because you're trying to change the culture. If you are that strong of a person that you really do want to get their input.
What about this, Kristen? What if I've got something on my mind that I want to do and I'm the leader of the company, and before I get it so completely drawn out in my mind and well developed in my mind, I go ahead and give it to the team, and so I get them working on it before I'm actually 100% convinced that I know how it should go. And you see what I mean? Let them build their own direction while I'm building mine. What do you think?
You know. I don't know. It depends. I mean, every context is different. But what you then do is you're kind of pitting their idea against your idea. I think maybe another strategy would be for you to put your idea in the middle of the table and with the team,
right,
and try very, very hard not to put on your obey me hat, is, you know, with the team, craft the compelling case. How would you move it forward? And
but the main thing is bring the team in before you've fully developed it in your mind.
Right, but then, because you need to have that challenging resistance force, say, you know, now team, let's think of all the reasons why we shouldn't do it. So you've got a pro and a con team.
Mm-hmm.
And then argue both sides.
Right.
So that you're getting a real good picture about what's going on.
This team building is humbling, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Jim.
Hey, Kristen,
so humbling.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
As always. We'll see you next time. Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.